statement with a bit of a tweak to say it maybe looks like the economy in this long, severe recession is finally at a tail end.
The Fed also signaled it's ending a program designed to prop up the economy. Actors, civil rights activists, and scientists among those receiving the Medal of Freedom from President Obama this afternoon.
They did not set out in pursuit of glory or fame or riches. Rather, they set out guided by passion, committed to hard work, aided by persistence, often with few advantages, but the gifts, grace, and good name God gave them.
Among those honored, Mary Robinson, Ireland's first female president, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, and the late Harvey Milk, one of the first openly gay elected officials in the U.S. A 23-year-old Georgia man's been found guilty of aiding terrorist groups by sending videotapes of U.S. landmarks overseas. ABC Steve Osunsami says Isanul Islam Siddiqui could face up to 60 years in prison.
Prosecutors had obtained emails and other communications, and according to authorities, those included discussions about joining terrorist groups, including the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and others. There was talk about obtaining weapons, hiding from police, and planning attacks. The defendant, who is now convicted, said that those were empty conversations, that it was simply him talking, but federal prosecutors said that those talks were real.
A White House spokesman says the swastika painted outside a Georgia congressman's office shows the health care debate has gotten completely out of hand. On Wall Street, the Dow was up more than 150 points, NASDAQ ahead 40. You're listening to ABC News.
So, Mr. Frank, is this your first audit?
I can't go to prison!
Mr. Frank, relax. It's just a couple of red flags.
Can I get something to drink? Maybe some hemlock or something?
That's cute. I see here you filed for the tax credit on replacement windows.
Well, to be honest, that was my wife's idea.
Mr. Frank, not all windows and patio doors qualify for that tax credit.
Should we get my wife in here? Because she's right.
Actually, an easy way to qualify is with Anderson windows.
Anderson?
Yes, in fact, any window or patio door with the Anderson EcoXcel Energy Performance Package does qualify for the $1,500 tax credit.
But we bought Anderson windows.
You did?
Yeah, the Anderson EcoXcel Package. I'm positive.
Hold it. Are you Ernie Frank?
No, I'm Bernie Frank.
Well, this isn't even your return. You're free to go.
That's not cool, man.
Hey, at least you got the tax credit. High five?
I am sweating through my shirt.
For more information about the tax credit or a complete list of eligible products, visit your Anderson Window dealer or online at AndersonWindows.com. Please consult with your tax advisor. Anderson is not a tax advisor.
If you show up in a courtroom, you should probably turn off your cell phone, get rid of your chewing gum, and make sure you've had a good night's sleep. ABC's Daniel Bellotta has the story.
A yawn landed 33-year-old Clifton Williams behind bars. He was in Judge Daniel Rozak's court watching his cousin being sentenced on a drug charge when he yawned. Judge Rozak charged him with contempt of court and sentenced him to 6 months in jail. A court spokesman says the yawn was a boisterous attempt to disrupt the proceedings. At a hearing Thursday, Williams will have the chance to apologize, and if the judge accepts, he'll be freed. But by then, he'll have spent 21 days in lockup for yawning loudly. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
The U.S. Postal Service is tuning in to a group of classic TV shows. ABC's Dave Alpert reports.
20 TV shows are getting canceled. Dragnet is one of the shows honored on new stamps the Postal Service has just put on sale. Carl Reiner hosted the dedication ceremony.
When I was first invited to do this particular job, I turned it down.
Because he wasn't on a stamp.
I'm at least on a par with Howdy Doody.
Reiner didn't realize living people aren't honored on U.S. postage. The Honeymooners, Perry Mason, Ozzie and Harriet, and Lassie are among the classic shows that are. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Hollywood.
This is ABC News.
Kids glued to the computer and TV? Children today spend more time indoors than any generation in history, and it's causing an epidemic of health problems, including obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. So keep your kids healthy. Get them outside. Take them for a walk in the woods. Fly a kite in a nearby park. Ride bikes with them. Go camping. Skip stones in a lake. Learning to live a healthy lifestyle begins during the early years of life.
Visit SustainLane.com for these and more green living tips.
Pam Coulter, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. FBI and Oakland police investigators are once again searching the Fremont home of a missing 5-year-old boy. KGO's Jeannie Lynch is live with the tales. Jeannie?
Rosie, here in Fremont, the neighborhood in the Ardenwood area where 5-year-old Tafani Campbell lives, is very, very quiet. No one is answering the door at his house, and police have come and gone. There was a search of the Carl Norbeck Park, which is next door to the neighborhood, and they found nothing. The little boy missing since Monday, the subject of an intensive search, in this case, still more questions than answers. Live in Fremont, I'm Jeannie Lynch, KGO Radio.
Thank you, Jeannie. Suspect in the shooting deaths of two people at the Richmond-San Rafael Toll Plaza behind bars in Placer County, 46-year-old Nathaniel Burris, arrested early today. Let's check your traffic. Terry Rouse.
Bay Bridge all jammed. Back up to the foot of the maze. Metering lights are off, though. Crash lower deck, East 80 after Treasure Island. Give your engine a 20-second tune-up and Lucas fuel treatment to boost power. Improve mileage and lower emissions now at AutoZone. Save a dollar on every bottle. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Lloyd Lindsay Young says mostly sunny this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. Let's begin with a feel-good story. The generation gap is narrowing. Those of you not old enough to remember, it was huge back then. And this particular article and this research, a study, says here that it was the Beatles that has helped bridge today's generation gap. Why? Because music is so important to different generations. The raging antagonisms that define the intergenerational divide in the 60s have eased, according to a Pew Research Center survey. This coinciding with the 40th anniversary of Woodstock. There's now broad agreement across the generations about one realm of American culture that has been an intense battlefield in the 60s, the music. Every age group from 16 to 64 listens to rock and roll more than other formats. People 65 and over prefer country music, by the way, and the Beatles rank right up there at the top in every group. Strikingly, they found that number of Americans who find major differences in the viewpoints of younger and older adults is about the same, maybe slightly higher, but they said the generations in 2009 have found ways to disagree without being disagreeable. It's not like healthcare, huh? They're not fighting with one another. 19% of older adults recall that as teenagers, they had major disagreements with their parents. Only 10% of kids would say that today. Only 10% say they have similar arguments with their own teenagers these days. But, of course, that's a different perspective, isn't it? You're asking yourself about your own teenagers versus asking yourself about yourself back then. Let's see. Survey found 26% said there were strong conflicts between older and younger Americans, far smaller share than the 40% who said those conflicts exist between people of color and whites, 47% between rich and poor, 55% between immigrants and native-born. So, not such a big deal. Hey, you know what else is changing? Monogamy is back, friends. Gay, straight, male, female, everyone is having fewer affairs now than they were in the 70s. This is coming from the annual American Psychological Association meeting. Extramarital and extra partnership sex is way down. And here we go. Let's look at the survey here. Two large groups self-categorized. They had gay men, heterosexual men, lesbians or heterosexual women. 12,000 people did this questionnaire back in the 70s. They had thousands participating recently. The average length of relationship, not important, these are long-term relationships. Overall result was unambiguous. Monogamy rates have skyrocketed. There are dramatic differences, though, in how often people cheat or have sex outside their relationship. Back in the 70s, 82% of gay men reported extra partnership sex. It's now down close to 50%, a significant decrease. But still, that rate is higher, four times higher than comparable rates among straight men, 14.7%, straight women, 13%, lesbians, 8%. It's worth pointing out that 43% of those gay men say they discussed sex outside the relationship and decided that under some circumstances it's all right. So you see, it's not really cheating. I mean, there are people who have open relationships. 5% of lesbians do. 3.5% of straight couples have a similar agreement. Honey, it's okay if you meet someone in a bar. Imagine that conversation. Either way, 1 in 30 of you do. But compared to the 70s, 20% of straight couples in the 70s said they had such an arrangement that it was okay under some circumstances to have sex outside the relationship. You know, I miss that part of the 70s. We called it divorce then, I think. 34% of lesbians and 68% of gay men agreed to forego monogamy back then. All right, so it's back. Hey, want to talk about flip-flops? You know, you can hear them coming. I'm not a flip-flop person. I don't know, although I have worn similar types of footwear in maybe worse situations than walking around New York City. The flip-flop is now big time in New York City, but it's deadly. They looked at the amount of germs. They had lab tests on the reporters wearing flip-flops going all kinds of different places and found Staph aureus all over the place and some pretty awful germs. This is a microbiologist doing this. And the sandals took a trip on all the subways in New York. They went on walks through West Village, a basketball game, Coney Island, rode roller coasters, etc. The average flip-flop harbored 18,100 bacteria, and of the five very prevalent important varieties. The Coney Island flip-flops, which actually walked into a wet-floored public restroom, had, strangely, 13,900 more bacteria. And that's just 4 days' worth. Wear these shoes for 3 months, 93% have fecal bacteria on your feet, 20% E. coli. This is coming from the same guy, Charles Gerba, a microbiology professor, who did the original studies when you flush a toilet, how all the germs just poof up and wind up all over the bathroom. And they named all the germs here. I will not name them, but Staph aureus can be pretty nasty. You get yourself a cut with a flip-flop, you could be in trouble, but there's no clinical evidence to prove that. Now, what do you think? Is it time for me to draw the line here and say, if you're stupid enough to fall for this, you deserve to lose all your money? Police in Lakewood, lurking for a woman who promised to cleanse their money. Seven families. Oh, no, she stole their money. Can you imagine? $140,000. They met this woman at a swap meet or heard her advertisements on the radio. She's advertised she could solve all your problems. On her business card, it says, hey, I do reading palms, I read cards, I perform cleansings, we reunite loved ones, interpret dreams, sexual deficiency, cure nervous disorders, employment problems, the whole deal. So the idea was that the victims would bring her their money, she would cleanse the money, and then return the money, right? And they would have to pay a gratuity. So they figured, hey, that's fair. They gave her the money. They never saw her again. You tell me. Get this launch. New extra large. The headline is a quickie here. New extra large condoms. 1 millimeter wider? A millimeter? It's just, that's extra large? And 10 millimeters longer? I think this is, it's kind of funny. They say they're getting more and more calls from customers requesting the availability of extra large. Now, what do you think that's about? This is biting the hand that feeds me. I'm willing to do so. It drives me crazy. A lot of things on CNN drive me crazy. Like they think they're a talk show, right? And they say, what do you think the solution for the healthcare issue is? You know, please. Or what do you think the cause of the flu pandemic is? I've seen stuff like that. Do we care what the average guy out there thinks about these things? I mean, I don't. Tell me what an expert thinks. But here, the U.S. president of CNN has now asked show producers to stop, I don't know how you're going to feel about this, booking radio talk show hosts as guests. I see this all the time. You know, as radio talk show hosts, we're here to kind of keep the conversation going. We don't pretend to be experts in anything. I mean, I would say, of course, I'm a physician. I'm trained to do what I'm doing with you. But most talk show hosts are there to be provocateurs. Most of them, as far as I can tell, don't have degrees in political science or degrees in the things they talk about. They're good conversationalists and interesting to listen to, and they keep the whole thing moving along. But when CNN puts them on as an expert in an area, Other than the exception to me is you put a talk show host on the news to get a sense, to take the pulse of the nation. What are people calling in and asking about? That's a legitimate question. But when they put talk show hosts on the news as if they're experts on some very heavy, complex, international economic issues, I gotta laugh. It's predictable and it's weak. It's lazy booking. That's all it is. So CNN is now being told to focus on world-class reporting instead of just dredging the swamp for talk show hosts. All right, if you're going to get a colonoscopy, you may want to do it in the morning. Well, we can't figure out why, but people who undergo screening colonoscopies in the morning rather than afternoons may be more likely to have dangerous cancer growths detected. This is a Cleveland Clinic, 3,600 colonoscopies. Polyp detection higher in the morning. 30% of patients who had a colonoscopy in the morning, they found polyps versus 25% screened in the afternoon. Now, we're not exactly sure. There are some differences. The morning group patients had a higher number of men or they had a little older age group. But where they're going is physicians may be less attentive, less vigilant in the afternoons compared to the mornings. Now, I don't know what your job is, but I don't know. I hit a little slump after lunch, don't you? And we're wondering here whether, I mean, you're paid to be a professional. You're paid to do a good job no matter what, no matter when. So I'm not giving anybody any excuses here. You miss a polyp, you may cost somebody their life. But if you get a chance right now and you get to book your, besides which, if you book it in the afternoon, that means you're spending all day long, you know, cleansing, not the most, not the most fun in the world. The ability of a mother to tell if her kid is fat is dependent on her own weight. The more overweight a mother is, the more normal she thinks her child is. Now, that's almost intuitive here, but they've never documented it. And they had a few hundred mothers here look at silhouettes representing age and gender-specific body mass indices and found, indeed, the more overweight a mom was, there you were. And, of course, study participants who were asked which of the silhouettes were at increased risk for physical and mental health problems, you know, you'd have to choose the overweight ones, but they didn't still. It's almost like an anorexia reverse thing. You know, anorexia could be sitting there 70 pounds, dripping wet, looking in a mirror and think, she's fine. All this, is, of course, is important because the rate of severe obesity among U.S. children has tripled. I mean, when something goes up 10%, 20%, 30%, even 50%, I go, okay. But tripled? And these are severely obese. Something going on there. Well, you know the cuddle chemical. You know, you give a guy oxytocin and he gets all cuddly on you. There is another side to it. Now, oxytocin has to do with breastfeeding, orgasm, delivery of a baby, but it also seems to play a role in maternal bonding and trust and even attraction. But it does something else. It amplifies feelings of envy and gloating. Volunteers who played a game involving monetary gains and losses felt more envy after an imaginary opponent won after a dose of oxytocin compared to placebo. Oxytocin also boosted feelings of schadenfreude. Now, schadenfreude is one of the more interesting words in the German language. It means, unhappiness, freude, joy. So it's actually, it's a pleasure at another's misfortune. You know, someone you really don't like, something bad happens to them, you develop a pleasure, such as after volunteers won more money than their opponent. So this is after oxytocin. Now, female hamsters who get oxytocin get more aggressive to intruders. Newborn female voles get oxytocin, respond more aggressively to males than other females. But we do know, let's not forget it, that in humans, oxytocin makes you more likely to trust other people, makes you more likely to find them attractive. You see, this is a date rape drug, the true thing. You know, this is a date marriage drug. This will get you in real trouble. You slip this in a guy's drink, he's going to marry you. And remember people's faces. And even, like, for instance, if you play with a little poodle dog and you love your little doggy, your oxytocin levels go up. Be careful. Regulators are stepping into blogging here. National Advertising Division here. Nailing some companies which have blogs that you think are independent, and the blogs are paid for and written by the company. And you think, oh, look, this blog thinks this is the best product here. National Advertising Review Council Investigative Unit are going to announce their first decisions calling for clear disclosure when a company is sponsoring a blog or a site and paying for the product reviews. They're first going after Urban Nutrition, sells things like Miracle Burn and Appetite Suppressings, etc., and their blog was phony and was put up and paid for. Other herbal groups, there's a prostate herb here also. So be careful. You don't just believe something because it's in a blog. All right. We want to talk to you a little later about the science behind one-night stands. That's right. There's science behind one-night stands. What's that going to be, huh? All right, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 548-8255. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva. Help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
You can't get much for 50 cents a day, not even a cup of coffee. But now you can have a great-tasting nutritional drink containing cocoa, green tea, and resveratrol. That's right, you can enjoy the benefits of cocoa while getting the powerful antioxidants of resveratrol and green tea in a delicious sugar-free drink. New Shape is a powdered nutrition drink that mixes easily in water and can be enjoyed hot, cold, or blended with ice to make a delicious smoothie. New Shape is designed to promote peak wellness by optimizing the intake of fats, protein, carbohydrates, and micronutrients. Satisfy your chocolate craving and get the nutrition your body needs. Right now, New Shape is offering a special introductory offer. Buy one 30-day supply and receive another one absolutely free. Call 1-888-377-2271 and get 2 months for the price of one. That's only 50 cents a day. Call 1-888-377-2271. That's 1-888-377-2271.
Do you owe taxes you can't afford to pay? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Has the IRS selected your return for audit, or has the IRS or state threatened to levy your bank account or wages? I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and my firm understands that dealing with the IRS and state can be complicated and frustrating. That's why we devote our entire practice to helping you, the taxpayer. We can prepare your past due tax returns, even if you don't have all your records. You may qualify to pay only pennies on the dollar for back taxes, or you may qualify to get rid of your back taxes through bankruptcy. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are located throughout the Bay Area and specialize in offers and compromise, tax return preparation, audits, bankruptcy, payroll liabilities, and criminal cases. My firm is also a debt relief agency. Remember, your privacy is only safe with an attorney. Don't face the IRS or state alone. My firm has successfully resolved thousands of cases. Let our experience work for you. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 1-888-TAX-EXIT, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make it your last stop.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Marie. How you doing, Marie? Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Dr. Adele. Thank you for taking my call. I have been I'm going to be getting some plastic surgery. One of the surgeries will be like the lower facelift, just the lower part of my face. And the doctor had suggested, because the right side of my chin, or my jawline rather, is shorter than the left, it's really, really obvious. It's something that's been driving me crazy for years. And he wants to insert an implant to even out the, I guess, the symmetry of my face. And I'm not sure about that. I wanted to know if you know anything about that or if you ever heard anything about...
Well, sure. Chin implants and cheek implants are fairly common. There are a lot of your favorite television and movie actors and actresses have them. The question is whether it's necessary. Anytime you add an implant or do something extra, you do add a little to the risks of any operation, plastic surgery or not. And I would not, you know, in the past when I was younger and more aggressive than I might be today, I would suggest to you, I'd say, Marie, come on, Marie. Does anyone else notice this? This is something only you notice when you look in the mirror, which is usually the truth. But nevertheless, it does not diminish its impact. It's like trying to tell an anorexic at 70 pounds that they look just fine. I mean, if people walk up to you, hi, Marie. Oh, my God, Marie, what's wrong with the right side of your chin? Look at that. It's that's one thing. But I'm sure you're the only person in the world who notices it. But the doctor may have noticed it enough or you brought it up. And this is a tough call. It's a very tough call. First of all, you can always have the chin implant. You can do the lift that you're going to have done. The incision that's made, of course, would enable the chin implant to go in a little more easily. I have to think about that. It may not be so. So I would say the risks overall are fairly low for you in terms of any real problems happening with it, but it does bump it up a little bit because it's a foreign body. When you have a foreign body anywhere in the human body, it sometimes can reject it. But they're made of, you know, medical grade materials and should stay there the rest of your life. So I would say if it's really obvious and really something that's going to make a difference in your looks, then go for it. But if you're willing to admit this is a minor deal, then I might pass on it. How's that for a hedgy answer? Let's talk to Frank. How you doing, Frank? Welcome to the program.
Doctor, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm 62 years old. I was diagnosed with hepatitis C about 5 years ago. I've had a blood work done twice a year. Everything hasn't progressed, I guess they say.
Good.
I lost our medical recently, so I don't have coverage right now. I know there's a treatment for it, but at this time I wouldn't be able to take the treatment because of medical insurance. The other thing I've been taking is milk thistle, which I guess is basically a weed. And I did a little bit of research on that, and they said that in Germany they did research and it could rebuild part of the liver or something.
I'm not a great fan of milk thistle, Frank. I mean, this is happening a lot in this country. People don't have medical care. They can't afford it. And they're turning to herbs and vitamins and supplements and things like that and thinking they're getting more bang for their buck. Frank, first of all, do you know how you got hepatitis C?
No, we don't have any idea. We kind of look back, and it could have been when I was in the service in the Philippines, Hong Kong, China, things like that with tattoos possibly.
Yes, that's certainly a possibility. Well, put it this way. Hepatitis C can stay stable for a long time. It can also start to accelerate and kill you. And you got to know this. I would say the one thing I might consider doing is at least trying to see a doc and getting a couple of the basic tests to follow along how your liver is doing, because we have a treatment that can cure this maybe 50% or more of the time. I mean, cure, which is pretty important. So I don't know what to say, Frank. You're a classic example of someone in America who can't afford health care, and this is what all the bickering is about, and we're trying to address, because ultimately if something happens to you, we're going to have to pay anyway. But try to figure that one out. Milk thistles, I don't think, going to alter the course of this thing. You need to find out what stage you're at, all right? I'm Dr. Dean Adell. I want to talk to you about the science behind one-night stands. Stay tuned. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Investigators went back to an area around the Fremont home of a missing 5-year-old boy today, where they searched a nearby park. Little Hassani Campbell, who is disabled and uses leg braces to walk, has been missing since Monday afternoon. Richmond police investigators are in Placer County to interview the suspect arrested in connection with the double murder at the Richmond San Rafael toll plaza. 46-year-old Nathaniel Burris arrested early today. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials picked up 120 points to close at 93.61. The NASDAQ gained 29 at 19.98, and the S&P 500 up 11 at 10.05. The Lloyd Lindsey Young forecast for the Bay Area, mostly sunny this afternoon with cooler temperatures. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. If you've been paying attention at all to the economic news, you know that our country is experiencing one of the worst economic crises since the Great Depression. That is why I own gold and have for a long time. Gold is one of the few investments that have actually gone up in value in recent years. I buy my gold from Goldline. I've toured the Goldline facility. I've met with the people. I've been a client of Goldline before they were even a client of mine. And I can tell you this. These are the people that have been in business since 1960 for a reason. That's why I call Goldline for my gold. And if you want the square deal, if you want to talk to actual human beings, Goldline. They will put the gold in your hand, not some paper promise. Call Goldline, 1-800-556-GOLD. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. That's 1-800-556-4653. Don't wait to get this information. Tell them Glenn Beck sent you and receive a free DVD with the Investor's Kit. Call Goldline today, 800-556-GOLD, 800-556-4653.
When Mark and I got married, we didn't have two nickels. He was still in school, I worked at a bookstore, and we'd head to Lucky every week with a ridiculously small food budget, and we'd make it work. We were crazy about each other, and we were happy.
Lucky's reputation for low prices goes back to 1935, when we opened our first store in Alameda. Look for our famous key values, and you'll save even more off our already low prices. Our Sunny Select and Sunnyside Farm products deliver big brand quality for less. And in our MaxPack aisle, you'll find club store savings without the extra trip.
We've never lost those careful shopping habits that we started at our neighborhood Lucky. We still shop at Lucky. We're still crazy about each other. And our house full of teenagers inhale any food that comes into the house. And we're still happy.
Lucky is committed to low prices when you need them most.
Lucky's Kids Cook-Off is coming. Children ages 9 to 13 can submit their best recipe for a chance to win one of many great prizes. Visit your local Lucky for details.
You have two new messages. Hi, Daddy. I'm going to the movies. Don't need any money. I have my Chase debit card. Okay, bye. Hey, Dad, at the mall now. Just letting you know. Hello?
Hey, honey, it's Dad. I just got an email alert from Chase, so I went online to check your account and was wondering what you bought for over $20 at Teen Hottie?
Oh, that. Don't worry, Dad. I saw like three girls in the food court wearing what I just bought, so I took it right back. I mean, Teen Hottie is so last week.
Chase will email or text you with everything from daily balances to prompt security alerts for free, whether it's your account or your teenager's. You customize what you'd like to know and how and when to contact you. Chase Banking is now in California, and we're here to help. Chase what matters. Stop by a branch or visit chase.com/CA today.
No charge from Chase, however, standard text messaging and other rates from your wireless provider apply. Deposit products provided by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Stock up at the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all classic 3-pack briefs, boxers, crews, V-necks, athletic shirts. Save on all Jockey boxers, all tall men, pouch, Elance, 3D, modern classic, echelon. All Jockey Men's Underwear 25% off at your Jockey headquarters. Macy's, savings off regular prices.
ARCO, the home of the Straight Up Gas Institute, where the unique formula is good for gas for less cash. ARCO, Straight Up Gas.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Dell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to the science, the ugly truth behind one-night stands. Some generalities. First, before the data. Men are far more interested in casual sex than women. Men need to be exceptionally good-looking to tempt a woman to consider casual sex. Men are far less choosy. The research shows men are more likely than women to report having had casual sex. They express a greater desire for it. Also thought that women, but not men, raise their standard of attractiveness for a casual partner. Now, this is working both ways here. They gave thousands of people here young people the following scenarios. We want to know your willingness to accept three distinct offers. Go out, go to their apartment, go to bed with them. All right? And then you're asked to imagine being approached by a member of the opposite sex described as either slightly unattractive, moderately attractive, or exceptionally attractive. You understand that? So men were asked if an exceptionally attractive woman offers to you to go back to their apartment and go to bed. We know the answer there. But what if an exceptionally attractive male, ladies, asked you for the same thing? And you rated how likely they would be to accept each of the three offers. Well, they found that the requestor's looks affected men and women differently. Across all three levels of attractiveness, men were more likely to go out, go to the apartment, and go to bed with them than women. German men were less likely to go out with the requestor and go to their apartment than American and Italian men. So American and Italian men are pushovers. German men have some standards, it seems like. Italian men were more likely to go to bed with the requestor than were American men. German men were even less likely than American men to go to bed with the requestor. These differences highlight cultural differences in morals and preferences. For each of the three offers, men more likely to accept when the hypothetical woman was moderately or exceptionally attractive than when she was slightly unattractive. But whether she was moderately or exceptionally attractive made no difference. Women, however, placed more importance on the requester's good looks. Women were more likely to accept the apartment and the bed request from an exceptionally attractive man than from either a moderately attractive man or slightly unattractive man. The author's conclusion. While men are not entirely insensitive to the requester's attractiveness, women have higher standards and are more likely to engage in casual sex with an exceptionally attractive man than with a less attractive man. So, there, you'll have it. Okay, let's talk to Bob in Minnesota. How you doing, Bob?
Hi, Doc. I wonder, I can't get your program here anymore. You don't broadcast in Minnesota, but I call periodically.
And well, you should get you can get it online, and you can get it on XM radio if you happen to have one of them. So,
well, I'm not fully wired. I'm an old.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm back with the. I'm still in the 20th century. But
gotcha.
In any event, if you accept an arrogant opinion off the wall from the mindless masses of which I'm a representative concerning what might impend for H1N1, our state epidemiologist was on the air giving who gets what in a vaccine when it's around. But I was just thinking the horrendous mix. The lady on who took your job, I think, on NBC was commenting on it. The mix of pigs, poultry, and people is the big disaster which converted a benign spring in 1918 to the horrendous fall. And I was just wondering, we have this massive migration of waterfowl from Northwest Territories down the Missouri-Mississippi Flyway. We have hogs in groups of tens of thousands being tended to. A contact between the two is always possible. And then we have a largely peasant population, many illegal from south of the border, from the barrios, many of whom might be infected or about to get H1N1. Put them all together, are we looking at a repeat of 1918-19? And possibly, would it be wise to consider a forced inoculation or a forced relenza for anybody who goes near a hog between now and freeze-up in the flyway? And am I making any sense?
You are making sense. You are making sense. I don't know where to start, Bob. First of all, let's take the easy one, the working around pigs. You know, the H1N1, the swine flu, is not, we're not thinking it's a pure pig virus. In other words, as far as we know, no one got it from pigs. They got it from humans, because what you mentioned originally is true. When you mix fowl and pigs, which is why so many flus begin in Asia, because it's traditional. You go on any place rural in China or Southeast Asia, and you will see ducks, and you will see pigs, and of course you will see people. And flu is primarily an avian virus that can infect pigs. Humans can take flu and infect a pig. And when the human viruses and the avian viruses mix in a pig's throat, that's where the mutations occur. So when the mutation happens, it's infectious to humans, and has characteristics of the other types of viruses, and that's what causes problems. A pure avian virus or a pure pig virus might be less likely to infect humans because it basically likes animals better. So, and maybe even vice versa. So inoculating people who handle pigs probably not as effective. People handling, as you mentioned, the flyways and fowl with bird flu, we have had a fear that some bird influenza could enter with migrating birds and then begin the process of mutation to make it truly, truly deadly. And so far, this hasn't happened with the bird flu, which is a much more deadly virus than the swine flu, and let's just hope it doesn't. As far as immigrants carrying it, well, as you know, we think the swine flu began in Mexico, although Mexico disputes it and wants to blame China for the beginning of it. It's really, really hard to tell where something comes from because it takes one case to start an epidemic. You know, one person could fly from someplace in Asia, land in Mexico, and start it there. So technically you can say, you know, the main thrust of it came from Mexico. At this current point, there isn't really evidence that, I mean, as a matter of fact, you can make the case that immigrants from Mexico are going to be healthier because they got out. And while this flu was raging rampantly in Mexico, it did less so here. And now that we have thousands and thousands and thousands of cases and it's pandemic, the other thing you mentioned is when winter comes here, hang on, friends. Mandatory inoculations. Let me tell you something. I'm already hearing rabble-rousing about this. And it'll be interesting if we have to do that because you have a lot of people under the name of the banner Health Freedom. I ain't going to let no stinking government official tell me what I got to do. You know, them vaccines, I saw it on Oprah. Them vaccines will kill you. And for the government to force you to take a vaccine, it's like the government forcing you to obey the speed limits and obey stop signs. There are things we do because we are all bonded as humans on this earth, and we need to band together and drop the swords sometimes for all of our greater good, or, you know, united we stand, divided we all fall. And if they come up with mandatory vaccinations, I can't wait to see what happens. I'd love to see all the anti-vaccinationists going back on Oprah and urging everybody not to get the vaccines to embarrass Oprah further than she's been embarrassed, say, by that Newsweek article, which made a fool out of her, and all the people and idiots she puts on her show that spread misinformation and vile, vile, damaging stuff. But we'll see. We'll see. So, Bob, good thinking. Good thinking. We will... we're just going to have to see with this one. It's going to be heavy because we think when the fall, because right now the swine flu is circulating around the southern hemisphere. Remember, you know, when it's summertime here, it's winter in the south and vice versa. So when flu season hits in the fall, we'll have our hands full, I think. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance. Ricky, a farmer's client.
I'm a fireman. I'm gone 2 to 4 weeks at a time.
Maureen Martinez, a farmer's agent.
We had a discussion about what he wanted to protect that helps me to build a comprehensive insurance package.
Being prepared is the number one thing you need to do.
Are you this ready? Get to know a farmer's agent today. For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit farmers.com because ready feels good.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
And now Grocery Outlet presents Thoughts from Aisle 3. You know, protein is not a four-letter word. First, it's actually 7 letters, but what I mean is, it's not a bad word. I mean, meat, protein, doesn't have to be expensive. Especially now with the Protein is Not a Four-Letter Word sale at Grocery Outlet. Right now at Grocery Outlet, John Morrell oven-roasted turkey lunch meat, 8-ounce tubs are just 2 for $3. You save up to $4.98. Spartanburg fully cooked ribs with sauce, 3 pounds, just $5.99. Elsewhere, $9.99. Party wings, 2.5 pounds for just $4.99. And 1.25 pound side of Aquastar whole salmon fillets are just $3.99. Plus, all those other jaw-dropping bargains on brands you trust at Grocery Outlet. Every day. Protein is not a four-letter word. but Good and Deal are. So is Loot.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. Each family run and independently operated. Go to groceryoutlet.com or call 888-BARGAIN for the store nearest you.
It's time to do something about your old, cracked, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or sidewalk. Call ACF to beautify your home. ACF specializes in residential driveways, patios, and sidewalks, and is rapidly becoming known as the San Francisco Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paver stone and artificial turf installation contractor.
This is Art Fisher, president of ACF Paver Stone Experts, reminding you at ACF you pay no deposits or payments until you are 100% satisfied with your completed project. I guarantee it.
For complete details, call ACF Paver Stone Experts toll-free at 1-877-ACF-6565. 1-877-ACF-6565. 877-223-6565. Or visit them online at acfpaverstoneexperts.com. That's acfpaverstoneexperts.com.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Cherie in Sandpoint, Idaho. How you doing, Cherie?
Whoa, that was staticky. I have a question regarding the flu shots that we're talking about this year, about swine flu and all this. I heard on the news last night that we might need 2 to 3 shots this year because they don't know. And I have a compromised system because I had ovarian cancer. I'm now 1 year and 2 months free. Thank you, Lord. And I'm curious, I normally do get a flu shot, but I'm curious if I really should get the 3 or if I should just gab with my doctor about it or...
Yeah, well, you want to gab with your doctor about it. I mean, you're compromised. Are you currently under treatment for your cancer?
No, I'm negative. The only thing I have is I take gabapentin for the numbness in my legs and my fingers.
Yeah, I would not expect your immune system to be compromised. So if your immune system is normal, the 1 shot, 2 shots, 3 shots, I'm not sure where this is all going to settle. This has also become the stuff of the talk shows is now, oh my gosh, our kids are getting too many shots. When you get the disease that we're giving you an inoculation for, your immune system turns on hundreds of times more than it turns on when we give you the vaccine. Because when we give you the vaccine, we're giving you a little piece or a little part of the virus. It's not a living virus for most vaccines. It's dead. Can't give you the disease. And your body, though, doesn't know the difference. Your body says, oh, I recognize that protein. That must be the flu virus. And it launches an immune system attack. And you want it to keep that attack going because sometimes it throws out all the antibodies and that's that. You give a booster and it puts out more antibodies and they last for a longer period of time. So this idea that giving vaccines overwhelms the immune system is nonsense. Because when you catch a flu or you catch a cold, your body puts out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times the white cells and the antibodies that it does for a vaccine. So whatever they say, I think most of us will be ready to follow. All right, let's talk to Cindy. How you doing, Cindy?
Thank you. My 17-year-old daughter has hypodontia, and we thought nothing of this. And she's looking around the internet and found a 2008 issue of Journal of American Dental Association that implied that women with EOC, ovarian cancer, are eight times more likely to have hypodontia than women without it. And so now that we have this information, we're not quite sure what to do with it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know of the study, and links like that really drive us crazy, and so often it turns out to be something else, and yet hypodontia is, you know, genetic as far as we can as we can tell. I don't blame you for not knowing what to do with that information. I don't know myself when it comes up. I certainly would say that, she'd want to make sure to keep... I mean, here, let's go back for a second. The problem with ovarian cancer is it's hard to pick up early. We don't have a routine test. There are some tests that aren't that good, but they are likely, more likely to go up in the presence of it. And so I might consider, if that information holds true, to consider doing these the CEA 125 tests. It's a blood test your doctor would know about. A couple of these blood tests that are not perfect, we don't recommend for routine screening because there will be too many false positives. And certainly plenty of false negatives. So I'd consider that. You want to mention this to, you know, to her doctor and sit and make a decision how aggressively you want to make sure she gets checked. She should, of course, have her routine visits where an internal exam would reveal any swelling, an ultrasound would reveal anything that's enlarging, et cetera, until we figure out whether they are linked by a single gene or a single space on a chromosome. It's just no man's land at this particular point in time, and it's, you know, disconcerting. But you got to remember also the numbers here are very, very low. The absolute objective rate, I don't know off the top of my head, of hypodontia, lack of teeth, is extremely low. So, you know, even a multiple increase is not enough to create, should not be enough to create a lot of worry. All right? I'm Dr. Dinardell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
Football is not a contact sport. It's a collision sport.
We're speaking with football star and TV dance champion, Mr. Emmett Smith.
Nice to be here.
Emmett, you played pro football for 14 years. What do you miss most?
That's hard to answer, but I can tell you what I don't miss.
Go for it, Emmett.
The pain. I don't miss the pain. Playing with pain is a big part of pro football. Pain can strike anytime and anywhere, and it's not fun.
Can you share any secrets for pain relief?
Secrets? Nah. But I'm sure glad I found the Goodfeet store.
Goodfeet helped relieve that pain in your feet, legs, hips, and back?
Sure did. Goodfeet Art Supports worked almost immediately.
And the pain?
Thanks to Goodfeet, I'm pain-free.
On Saturday, August 22nd, visit the Goodfeet stores in Campbell or Fairfield from 11 to 3 for a free foot exam from a local licensed podiatrist. Get your free foot check on Saturday the 22nd only at the Goodfeet stores in Campbell on East Hamilton Avenue just across from the Home Depot and in Fairfield across from Costco and the Green Valley Shopping Center. Call toll-free 1-866-FEET or visit online at goodfeetcenter.com.
Are you ready to order, sir?
You bet. I'll have the Chevy Malibu LS.
I meant Super Salad.
And now, I was leaning towards the dark gray metallic.
We don't have dark gray metallic, sir. We have lobster bisque or butternut squash.
Of course, the LT and the red jewel tint coat looks pretty good, too.
Why don't I go over the specials? We have a nice black pepper tuna, sashimi-grade ahi crusted with za'atar and coriander.
Does it come with a safety rating?
It comes seared, then served rare.
I'm not paying extra for that.
Chevy is on eBay. Make the offer you want on the car you want whenever you want. Just click the buy it now price or make an offer. Go to Chevy.ebay.com.
Perhaps I can interest you in our Sauté d'Auvergne.
Only if it comes with a cocoa cashmere color interior.
I'll have to check with the chef.
Send him my regards.
Our best cars, your best offer. Go to Chevy.ebay.com. See participating California dealers for details. Take delivery by 9809.
It's that time again. Time to get fast. It's when Comcast Business Class gives you the chance to get the tools your small business needs at a price you can't pass up. For a limited time, you can get up to 6 months of Comcast Business Class Internet for free when you order Business Class Voice with a 2-year agreement. That's our super fast internet connection free for 6 months when you get full featured voice. Give your small business the upgrade it deserves and save money by doing it. But act soon, because the time to get fast will be over before you know it. Call Comcast Business Class today at 800-391-3000 and get your small business 6 months of internet for free. That's 800-391-3000. When you can get the tools you need at a price you can afford, that's not small business. That's fast business.
Offer ends September 7th, 2009. New Business Class customers only. Early termination fees apply. Number of free months of internet depends on number of voice lines. Must have one fully featured voice line. Equipment, installation, taxes, and phone fees extra.
That And it is an increased risk with a certain form of ovarian cancer if you're missing, you know, missing all his teeth. I was born without eye teeth, but that wouldn't qualify because just missing a couple of teeth is not a big deal. All right, let's talk to Al. How you doing, Al? Welcome to the program.
Doctor, 60 years old, diabetic, was supposed to have an eye procedure this morning, very early. It was canceled. Reason, high potassium. It would be a couple of days before I see my primary. What can I do? What can I start doing to bring this thing down?
Well, high potassium can be very dangerous, actually. Most potassium in your body is inside your cells. If it gets abnormally high, I mean really high, it can affect your heart. So you got to figure out what the cause is. Most commonly, I mean, do you use any salt substitutes?
Nope.
Okay, that's the first thing I'd cut out. You don't want to take extra. A lot of people are out there taking potassium supplements. You don't want to do that. The most common cause would be something going on with the kidneys, all right? Diuretics, if you're taking any medications for high blood pressure, something like that. There are diseases I could sit here and name, but I think you'd know if you had them that can cause it. So I'm not going to list those for you, but you got to be very careful if you're using any supplements or salt substitutes. And sometimes, I got to say, it's how they draw the blood. If you, you know, when they draw blood, they put the thing around your arm. And sometimes when they draw blood, it breaks up the cells in the red blood cells. And the, and that releases a lot of can release a lot of potassium. So, unfortunately, you're going to have to just go to your regular doctor and go through the whole tests and see what's going on. All right, let's talk to Diana. Not a lot of time, but let's try it, Diana.
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Hi.
I entered perimenopause about 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only had 4 menstrual cycles since December. And the last 2 have been exceptionally long. I had one in June that was 12 days, and I'm having one right now, and I just hit day 21.
Well, your doctor would probably tell you, hang in there, Diana, though there's stuff we can give you to, you know, get things kind of back on track, but you kind of know where they're going. You're going to a point where you're going to have no periods. But this intermittent, the in-between page, you know, the perimenopause, anything goes. You can bleed every day for a month. You have a little bleeding or not at all. So I would say it's probably normal and par for the course, but you got to always talk to your doctor about something like that. Okay? That is the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Till then, as always, be well.
Luthiers Mercantile International, the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts, and Acoustic Guitar Magazine present the Healdsburg Guitar Festival, August 14th, 15th, and 16th. This weekend event features the largest exhibit and sale of beautiful custom-built guitars in the world. 24 workshops enhance your guitar playing, composing, and performance. Plus, enjoy 2 simultaneously ongoing concerts all 3 days included in the price of admission. Visit festivalofguitars.com or call 800-477-4437. Featured performers include Harvey Reed, Mimi Fox, Vicky Genfen, Don Alder, and Franco Moroni. Explore the world's largest guitar makers festival, a truly international event located right in your backyard, just north of Santa Rosa. The Healdsburg Guitar Festival, August 14th, 15th, and 16th. Visit festivalofguitars.com or call 800-477-4437.
Homeowners, if your microwave stops working, you fix it. If your car breaks down, you fix it. Right now, if your home has low water pressure or you get scalded in the shower when someone flushes, in other words, your pipes aren't working, you can get them fixed too in as little as 1 day. I'm Jeff Butler, owner of Repipe Specialists, and for a limited time, we're giving a 20% discount plus we'll patch your walls for free. You'll have great pressure, clean, clear water, be able to take a shower and run the washing machine at the same time. We've helped tens of thousands of homeowners get new, high-quality pipes without a fuss and are the only company in the area to combine decades of experience with an affordable price. We offer 100% financing, and you'll be able to enjoy great water pressure in your home with a lifetime guarantee. So call today for a free estimate at 1-800-737-4746. That's 1-800-737-4746. 4746.
Hi, I'm Gil Gross. The new police chief was surprised to see drug deals in the street. We'll get to that at 3 o'clock. But in the meantime, money is left to a dog, and the dog's not getting it. From ABC News, KGO San Francisco, I'm Charles Gibson. At booze two. And cheers still being heard at healthcare reform town hall meetings being held in communities around the country. ABC's Vic Ratner joins us live with more.
Charlie, now organizations supporting health reform, including the Senior Citizens Group,